Okay, so I sat down and I watched the four-part crossover for the DC shows that come on CW. It consists of Supergirl, Arrow, Flash, and Legends of Tomorrow, which I tried to get into all four of these shows. I just can't. Arrow, I've probably watched the longest, but I've actually given up on the last season. I've been pretty consistent with Flash. Supergirl, I got through most of the first season, and I just can't. The writing got so bad on that. And then Legends of Tomorrow, I think I gave up probably right before the end of the first season finale. And I'll catch a few episodes here and there. But it's just, I don't want to say it's too much, but man, the writing is so bad on these shows. It's terrible at times. Supergirl in particular, they try to go for something that's more of a, I don't know, like a progressive social justice feel for the show, and I just kind of think it just kind of bogs down so many things that they could be doing on the show. The comic book aspects of Supergirl is really good. I think they knock it out of the park. The stuff I've seen of some of the characters they bring in, and when she's actually doing the Supergirl stuff, but when it comes down to everything else, just I just can't. I can't get into it. Arrow, I think I lost. I dropped out of Arrow. I think it was last season. They did a episode on gun control and gun safety. They just got on their big political platform on that, and it's so. I don't know what's the word I'm looking for. It's against everything they do on the show week in, week out, is they use guns. And I think one of his new teammates, that's all he uses is guns. So once I saw that, I was done with the show. And him being the mayor of Star City, it's too much. Legends Tomorrow, it just some of the time traveling aspects got too over the top for me. I don't know. And plus, it was coming on the same time as that show Timeless on NBC, which I really love. That Timeless show was really good, and I think it's coming back. I think they started production on season two, which got canceled and uncanceled. So that's pretty cool. Anyway, back to the reason I'm recording this is Crisis on Earth X. This is what their annual crossover between all four of their DC shows. And yeah, spoiler city. I'm gonna be spoiling everything if you haven't seen it. But if you haven't seen it, you're probably not gonna see it already. So, yeah, they started off when it was Arrow and Flash. They did a crossover. I think they did two of them. I think one or two of them. And then last year they had the big invasion storyline where they're fighting aliens, invading aliens. I think white Martians. I think is what it was. I can't remember exactly what it was. I don't remember that one being terribly bad. It wasn't great, but I don't remember the issues that I had with this year's crossover that plagued this one. And if you can't tell, I'm not too thrilled with it, but it is what it is, I guess. But so that one was last year was the first time they did all four show crossovers into two. Like it was like 3 or 4 nights. But this one, Crisis on Earth X, it was a 2-night event. It was Supergirl and Arrow on the first night, and then the next night it was Flash and Legends Tomorrow. First of all, when you have a DC show and it starts with the word crisis, you have kind of an expectation of what to expect. You think maybe reboots, or you think in deaths of major characters, or some kind of major turning point in whatever continuity they're doing. And I just didn't get that sense after watching this. Now, that being said, there were some good things I did like about it, but there were some bad things, obviously, that I thought kind of outweighed the pros. And I hope you guys that are listening, or maybe y'all watch it too, maybe you can throw me some feedback. Maybe y'all agree or disagree with some of the stuff about this. But the trailers look cool. Like the presentation was there. I thought everything looked good. There throughout this event, there were hints of some brilliant comic book awesomeness they could have done or made more of. I thought made more use out of, but. There were just hints of it. Like every time there was something cool would happen, or there was something, some kind of nod to comic book fans, it just kind of got washed away by some of this other stuff I'll be mentioning later. But now I did like the design for the Earth X villains, which if you haven't seen the trailers for it, or if you didn't know anything about Earth X, DC Comics, things like that, Earth X is the good guys are the bad guys type of thing. Bad guys are good guys. You know, in this particular instance, spoiler alert, Earth X is Earth, just the same as ours, same history and everything. But what happened was the Nazis or Germany ended up winning World War II. So now Hitler was in charge. I think all up until his death in 1994. And now they're just continuing his legacy. But so yeah, very totalitarian. What, totalitarian? That's not a word. So, you know, basically, sorry, it's a dictatorship pretty much. You know, Hitler was in charge, Nazis, everybody's Nazis, still black and red with the color scheme and everything. So when we get into that, the design of everything looks pretty cool when they show like an overcast shot of Earth X's city, whatever. You got kind of like a red sky background, black city, black buildings, and the banners going down the side of the buildings with I don't think I remember seeing a swastika in the current. They did like a flashback, and I think they showed swastikas there. But their logos that they're using were the SS logos from Nazi Germany. That's kind of like their logo for everything that the villains are using in this one. So that's kind of what that is. But yeah, they had the what's the word I'm looking for? The design of the look and feel of Earth X, it was different, and it felt bad. You know, it felt like you could tell that it wasn't a good place, pretty much. So I don't know what I'm trying to say. but anyway, but now getting back to what I was saying, the design for the costumes and everything, I thought Supergirl and Arrow, Supergirl in particular, I thought she looked really cool because they're wearing these little battle masks or whatever they're, I don't know what the purpose of these, of the masks were, but they're just mainly, well, I should say mainly to hide who the true identity until they reveal themselves. But we all know who they were supposed to be. But I thought the costumes looked cool. I think, you know, Arrow, Oliver Queen in this one, he's the guy in charge pretty much, and he's got the black and the red costume, so he's kind of like Red Arrow, I guess, or Black Arrow, I don't know what you want to call it. And then we get into to Flash, and it's Reverse Flash, and it's Tom Cavana, who plays Wells throughout the series, who played the villain. He played him in season one of Flash. But now he's I can't talk today. He's he's reprising his role as a Reverse Flash. And I couldn't, for actually, to be honest, it took me a while to figure out if he was from Earth One or if he was from Earth X. What the storyline of how he's still Thawn using his face like he did in the first season, and I just couldn't understand if that was from Earth One or from Earth X, but I don't know, it was kind of convoluted. I don't know, just yeah, it didn't make much sense to me. That being the case, I was kind of confused that they used him as Flash anyways, because if you're going to go the route of heroes or the villains, so you had Supergirl, you know, being a villain, you had Arrow being a villain, but then when you come to the bad Flash, it's not Barry Allen Flash. Like, that didn't make any sense. So I was waiting to see, okay, well, evil Barry or whatever, he'll come out at some point later on, and we'll see what his role is. Cut to the end of the show, and there was no evil Barry. Like, maybe I missed something. Maybe there was some kind of thrown out line of he died or something. But maybe I missed it. I don't know. But I thought that was kind of weird. I thought that was, you have in the CW verse, you have your trinity of Arrow, Supergirl, and Flash. And you have your, so in this one, you're going to have your villain version of those, your doppelgangers. Oh, God, how does everybody know what the word doppelganger means in this series? Like, different universes, different dimensions, everything else, different, multi, you know, everything. But yet, everybody knows these stupid words. Like, doppelganger, come on. Like, who, okay, think of another, at least in Walking Dead, you know, when Rick's gang comes up to, like, another gang, they don't all call the zombies walkers. I think they call them, like, people call them different things, which makes sense. It's fun, you know, it makes it different. It means that not everybody calls it what you expect them to be called because it's not their point of view story. Anyway, I thought that was weird that everybody knows that stupid word, doppelganger. Anyway, yeah, but there's no evil Barry. Like, I didn't know. That didn't make any sense to me. Like, well, where the hell is he? That didn't make any sense. So there's that. Let's see. There were some really cool fight scenes in a couple of these episodes. The last episode, I think it was part four. That was one villain that came through with them from Earth One, or whatever Earth that Supergirl's from, because she's from a different one too, right? So whatever. But Metallo, they brought in Metallo, full metal on Terminator look, just with, you know, the green kryptonite chest. So there was a fight towards the end with all the, I call the B-listers. It was all the side characters, pretty much, all teaming up and taking out Metallo. Another fight scene was, the reason I put that in there was because there was a lot of, like, single shots of, it was pretty cool because they all have some kind of firing power or gun or something, and it was looking pretty cool. They were all, you know, all of them ganging up to take out Metallo, and so anyway, that was cool. So anyway, another cool scene was Flash and, this is over in Earth X. They all get captured and they're taken over to Earth X in a prison camp. And one of the prisoners in there is Rey. You know, I don't know if DC Comics listeners or followers, there's a character called the Rey, which I've always dug him. He's, you know, he's got kind of a decent, kind of a rocketeer look, you know, with the helmet and the suit, the outfit and everything. But anyway, so he teams up with Flash, and they fight Red Tornado, which I know Red Tornado was brought in through the first season of Supergirl, so I remember that. But that was a kind of a neat scene. I thought the CG throughout all this is kind of spotty. Some of it was pretty decent, some of it was pretty bad. In this scene, there was some kind of bad spots in here, but the idea was pretty cool. They were trying to stop Red Tornado from getting through to the base that they're at, and they failed. But anyway, there was still a cool fight. No, I think they actually did catch him. No, I can't remember now. Anyway, there was a final showdown with everyone. If you saw the commercial or the trailers for it, they showed this huge lineup of all these heroes from all their shows doing the slow motion hero walk, which we got two of those in this thing. We had that one final one that you saw, but there's an earlier one of just Flash, Arrow, Supergirl, I think White Canary, and Supergirl's sister, I think. Anyway, they're all gearing up and putting their costume on. Your typical superhero montage. And then the slow motion hero walk from there. So we got two of those type scenes. Yeah, man, this had a really confusing plot. Like, I really didn't know what was really happening. Like, it took a while for them to explain why the Earth X villains were coming through. I think I'm still not totally understanding what was really going on. Which leads me to another point. I'll kind of get back to that here in a second. But Earth X, Arrow, and Supergirl really weren't that evil. I mean, there were supposed to be these evil Nazis and whatever, but it comes out one of the plots, the whole reason they were coming to cause all these destruction and everything was their Supergirl was dying, and in their world, Supergirl and Arrow are husband and wife. She's his general, and he's the overall commander. But he was trying to save her life. So it's all about love. Like, it's in a kind of a twisted way, but it's all, they're coming to our Earth because they know that Supergirl was there, even though she's actually from a different Earth. But anyway, they knew that she was there. So the plan, they had to steal this red prism thing that had the power of a red sun they're going to capture Supergirl, and use the power of that prism, which had the red sun powers, whatever, to weaken her out so they can cut her open and take her heart and to a heart transplant, because that Supergirl from Earth-X was dying because apparently she flew too close to the sun. And kind of like All-Star Superman, that's what I took it as. Like All-Star Superman, he was dying of cancer because he got sun poisoning or some shit. So he started dying. So that's what happened with that Supergirl. She was dying because she got too close to the sun. But they were going to use her heart, so they're going to do a heart transplant. And so it was all about love. It was all about him saving the one that he loved. So I don't know. It's like, are they really that evil if they have the notion of love? It's kind of twisted that they were willing to sacrifice another one, but whatever. But even then, I thought that was like a side point, because that wasn't even brought up till later on. I could have sworn they were trying to blow up something, like blow up their Earth or some shit, or make it the same as the Earth X. I don't know. It was weird. It didn't make much sense. They had their own version of the Wave Rider, which is the name of the ship, the time traveling ship that they use in Legends of Tomorrow. Oddly enough, looked just like it, which is weird. But they brought that over to Earth, and they were going to, our Earth, whatever, and they were going to use that to just make it there. I don't know. It was weird. It was kind of stupid. And I didn't mention one of the biggest things that kind of bogged this whole thing down for me was the whole reasoning of the heroes getting together in the first place. I know in Flash they were building up to Barry and Iris's wedding, and they were having like bachelor parties, blah, blah, blah. That's been going on for their shows for two or three weeks now. So I knew that. I knew there was going to be a wedding, but man, this thing got bogged down so bad by this. We had Supergirl's sister. She was all distraught and everything because she broke up with her girlfriend. So that was a big thing that we had to sit through. There was Oliver and Felicity, which I'm like a season behind on his show, so I really don't know. I knew last time I talked, I watched it, they were broken up because they're engaged, but she gave him the ring and said didn't want to be married anymore. But now they're back in love again and something, and now he wants to get married, but she's hesitant or doesn't want to do it. So we're sitting through all this, like, the whole story seems like stop. It halts to get to these little soap opera side stories that I don't really care about. Here's the thing. I'm watching a show called Crisis on Earth X. I want to know everything about this Crisis on Earth X. I don't care about who's dating who, or who broke up with who, or who should hook up with who, or why is this person sad? Why is this person not? Like, no. Keep all that to your own shows. Keep all that to your own episodes. You know, I think that one thing with Supergirl's and her sister, I think that was technically an episode of Arrow. So, like, yeah, why even bother casual viewers with this nonsense? Like, this is the whole downside of like crossovers. Like, if you're gonna weigh it down, or if you're gonna have that kind of stuff on there, save it for like your own shows, and use the crossovers to build an audience to go back to that kind of stuff. Like, don't get it off this Crisis stuff. You got only a certain amount of time. I want to see, and because of all that, they limited the amount of time that they could spend on the Earth X stuff. I thought, to me, anyways. I don't know. What did you guys think on that? I just thought it was too. Oh, it was too much with the soap opera stuff. And I get it. It's CW. Silly me. You know, I should know. It's all about, drama and angst and all that other crap. But, yeah, whatever. There was some, other stuff. There was some forced a lot of forced on-screen... what's the word I'm looking for? I don't want to offend anybody, but... Yeah, you know, there was... Okay, Ray. Okay, they introduced Ray. Oh, and they introduced Captain Cold. They brought Wentworth Miller back to reprise his role. And, you know, they were lovers or boyfriend and boyfriend or whatever. But we got a lot of, like, on-screen kissing with them multiple times. Just, like, in your face. Oh, it was really too much. Like, I'm... Look, hey... I'm not, if that's your thing, that's your thing. But man, like when I'm watching something, even if it's like straight or gay, like it doesn't matter. Like it's just get it off my screen. Like I don't care. Just get it off my screen. Like save that for whatever stuff you want to put that on. But again, I'm watching a show called Crisis. I don't care about the relationship aspects right now. Like especially when you're like stopping the story to point certain things out. Like I get, like at CW, they like to do the progressive social justice stuff, so you know, again, silly me, I know that's what to expect, but man, just when it's just forced on the screen like that over and over again, it's just too much. It's unbearable at times. Let's see, it was kind of funny that Earth X kind of had the same setting as our Earth, like same hideout, same bases as the heroes and villains, you know. I guess you got to save that money somewhere, you know, on sets. Yeah, and I just thought that it was a waste. They didn't have Barry Allen anywhere. He never showed up at all as a doppelganger. We got an Earth-X Felicity. She was a prisoner in one of those prisoner camps. I don't know. It was just... so bad. Some of these things were just so bad. Yeah, I don't think any of the Flash characters were on Earth X. Captain Cold as the hero. No, I don't think there was any. As far as the main villains go, they brought in the police captain from Arrow. He was one of the captains over there in the Nazi brigade, I guess. I don't know what you want to call it. Yeah, I don't know. It was just so bad. Yeah, that's pretty much it. It was Supergirl, Arrow, Thawn. What's his name? Eobold Thawn or what? I don't know what his name is. Eobold Thawn. And it's a bunch of Nazi soldiers. That's pretty much all their... The villains were. Man, I was kind of hoping, like, if you're going to go Earth X, go all out, you have all this huge lineup of heroes at your disposal now. And, man, why not have fun with that and just make them all villains, you know? And I don't know. Maybe too much. That would have been too much, but I don't know. Oh, and, you know, I went back and, you know, talking about how Crisis is all about deaths and everything. Watching this with my wife, I know my wife was rooting for Felicity to be the one that gets killed, and I was like, they're not gonna do that. What are they gonna do? Or maybe Iris, but I was like, nah, she's too much of a main character. And you know what? The thing about Felicity, I was thinking Felicity was gonna get killed too, only because there was one scene where Flash was gonna kill her, because she had locked down the base, or she had blocked down the electricity. So they couldn't perform the operation to get the heart from Supergirl. And he did that little vibrating hand thing. I don't know if you watch Flash, you know what I'm talking about, where he'll vibrate his hand so fast he can stick it through your chest and kill you. But he was going to do that to her. And he reminded us, it's like, he's from the, you know, because he's from the future. So he was like, hey, you know, in my time, we know who Arrow is. We know who Supergirl is, but... And we know who Flash is, but no one knows who Felicity is. You're not even a footnote in history. And I remember that when he said that, I was like, yeah, they said that like way before. That's like a thing that it has been established before. So this chick's not even gonna mean anything in the future. So why not just go ahead and kill her off and not make the show Arrow so bad? Even though I know there's people out there that probably like her and her character. I just can't stand her. She gets my nerves. And she didn't do anything in this show. She there was one time where she right after that, she gave up right after that, and she turned the electricity back on, so they were able to capture Supergirl again. So she fell there. She turned down Oliver, didn't want to marry him. Oh, until the very end, spoiler alert, it was a happy wedding ceremony thing again at the very end. But yeah, she's just so annoying. So I was hoping she was the one that was going to die. But no, what happened was we did get a death in this. Over in Legends of Tomorrow, there's the character Firestorm is made up of Victor Garber. I don't know what his character's name is. And the younger guy, he's Raymond Jackson is his character's name. I don't know the actor's name. But they fuse together to become Firestorm. And like it uses his body, like Firestorm uses his body, but the mind of Victor Garber's character. But they needed to split up to do two things at once, like splice some wires for one thing, and then the other guy was going to flip the switch to turn everything back on again. But he ended up getting shot down, gunned down by Nazis. But he, you know, heroically, you know, he was able to do what he needed to do, but he got gunned down in the process. So they need to get back to the base or get back to their ship. So they fuse back to Firestorm. I was thinking, hey, if they form back to Firestorm, that should heal them, right? That's what I was thinking. But no, when they defused back on the ship, it actually made Raymond Jackson's character was all, he got sick too, because now they shared the same pain. I don't know. It was weird. So cut back to a plot device early in part one where they have a formula he can drink to separate the Firestorm entity, so, or whatever it does to make him fuse. So after a big long 5-minute thing, he drank the thing and it saved Raymond Jackson from dying, but it killed his character off. So yeah, this whole crisis thing stopped, like, just for this whole thing. And then cut to very quickly the final beat down or final fight for all this to come to. Earth-X Supergirl ended up, since she never got the operation, she actually ended up going Nova pretty much. She started glowing and she exploded everywhere. So she died. Once the Earth-X Arrow saw that, because he was fighting Arrow at the time, he got distracted, turned around, and our Arrow shot him right in the chest with an arrow. So he dies. And, oh, yeah, Barry, our Flash, is fighting Reverse Flash. And he's going to kill him. He's doing the vibrating hand thing because that's the only way to kill him, apparently. And Reverse Flash is like, you're not going to kill me. You're too weak. And guess what? Yeah, he's too weak. He said, go, get out of here. He let him go. Like, what the fuck? Not even capturing or making him prisoner or nothing. No, he let him go. So he's out and about doing whatever now. An evil time-traveling villain. Yeah, that's what you want, right? So he's the only one that gets away. All the other Nazi soldiers, I think they die. I don't know. I think they destroy the breach to get between worlds. Oh, yeah, that's right. They were... So at the very end, they're going to send Captain Cold and Ray back to Earth-X to maintain control and get control back and finish off all the other Nazis and shit that's over there. But then Captain Cold decides to stay for whatever reason. I don't know. Because CW likes Wentworth Miller, I guess. I guess that's the reason why. But Ray still goes back. Cause like, well, Ray established when they first met him that he was from Earth-1. So, or from our Earth, whatever. So it's like, well, why wouldn't he just stay too? Let them. There's still heroes over there. There's still a resistance. Let them take care of it. And then you would have another full-time hero that you could do stories with over here for their show. But no, he went back, which was weird. Like, why would he go back? I mean, whatever. They've already established clearly that they can't live without each other. So anyway. So, yeah, Wentworth Miller is back on the show now as a hero instead of a villain. So that's one thing. So, anyway, that's my review of the crisis on Earth-X. I don't know. I sat through 4 hours of that thing, so I figured I might as well talk about it. So anyway, I hope you guys liked it too, or didn't like it, or whatever. Just why don't you hit me up with your thoughts on the show? If you can't do it here on the comments, catch me on facebook.com/popculturerewind or at popculturerwnd on Twitter. So let me know what you thought of it. And until next time, don't forget to pop your culture. Yeah.